This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. I am so pleased to have with us in the studio today Mr. Trevor Chofee, who just happens to be the fire chief here in the town of Perth. Trevor, it's always a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We really wanted to talk about a number of things with you in light of certain events and things that are coming down the road as well. We'll start with ice safety, because we are all aware of the story that emerged out of Ottawa a couple weeks ago, where there were two teens who tragically lost their lives after trying to go for a skate on ice that was too thin on the Rideau River, again in South Ottawa. And around here, there's a lot of ice use. There's a lot of responsible ice use when you come to things like snowmobiling and the ice fishing season and so on. But we really wanted to just make sure that people are prepared. And speaking to someone like you, a first responder who has training in this particular area, is just a benefit to us all. So what is the first thing that you say when you're asked about ice safety in this time of year?
Biggest thing would be knowing the risks. For ice safety, you got to know the area. So the size of the water, the depth of the water, the movement of the water, all of these things determine how thick the ice is going to be. Knowing the temperature out, but really knowing the area and whether it's worth the risk. Sometimes the ice is really good and you're good to go. You can do fishing, like you said, snowmobiling, any of that stuff. But you have to know before you go out, not just assume it's okay. It's going to be different from day to day, from week to week. Before you go out on frozen surfaces, like we said, know the risk. Wear appropriate clothing, obvious stuff. Tell people before you're going. Have your cell phone, have it fully charged. When you can, go in pairs. These are just some real basic things, and obviously at night is even more. You want to be more cautious, avoid it if possible, and really avoid unfamiliar areas at night.
And I think probably the most important thing there is be prepared. If you're going to be on a snowmobile or something like that, there's certain safety equipment that you should have along for the ride.
Yeah, if you're going out, you're going to want to have like the ice picks, ideally. Some people that do ice fishing don't wear specific suits, but. The biggest thing is really before you're going out there, really consider, is that ice safe and who am I putting at risk? I'm putting myself at risk, but you could be putting first responders at risk as well too, right? Or other people in the area that are going to come and try to help if you get into trouble.
You need that experience, and if it's not your own, knowing someone who can tell you if the ice is safe, because if you don't have that experience, you just shouldn't head out onto the ice, because you can say, well, this looks hard. And so on. But what do I know? Myself, I wouldn't have a first clue. But you find somebody who's been ice fishing around the area for years and years and has been doing so successfully and safely. Those are incredible, valuable people.
Yeah, and some of those individuals will probably use a thing not just from their knowledge from past years, but they'll do a visual inspection, right? They know year over year, the climate's changing. They'll note the color of the ice because that can make a difference in how thick it is. And they'll measure it, right? So they take those precautions before they go out. So that's a good point. If you do know someone in the area, if you're not familiar with it, have a conversation with them.
And always fun to go along with them, too. If you're being introduced to something like ice fishing or whatever, go along with someone who knows what they're doing.
For sure. Maybe you can actually catch something.
Yeah, for sure. So when we talk about prevention, too, once again, we have a winter storm watch in effect. We don't know what we're going to be getting in this area. It is expected to hit us tomorrow. But, as the fire department, you folks always want people to be prepared for any emergency. And certainly weather can bring those.
Yeah, and I like to say a watch is you have the ingredients to make tacos, and a warning is you're making tacos right now.
Okay.
So right now it looks like we have the ingredients for it. So it's always good to tune in to Lake 88 to find out what's happening, because the forecast changes so much and everything, right? And before you go out, really know what's happening and be prepared for possibly snow coming or possibly not, right? We just have the ingredients right now, but maybe I changed my mind and I feel like grilled cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. So only certain ingredients might make an appearance. And if that's the case, then you can have grilled cheese. But no, I know exactly what you're talking about. And this is something that maybe some people have put off this year because it has taken quite a while for the snow to show up. So maybe they haven't got an emergency kit or at least an emergency plan in place for their cars, their homes, those types of things.
Yeah, and I think I was joking with you earlier that I just put my snow brush in the truck and then I've had to use it four times since then, so that Christmas gift is going back. But, joking aside, no, it's very imperative you have those things in your vehicle, especially a little shovel if you can, some ice melt, warm blankets. You know, a car could fail at any time and you could be in a road area. We are in Lanark County, right?
Yeah.
So being prepared with a kit specific for you, for your car, and for your home as well. So what we're seeing a lot more of is with this up and down weather, power outages are more frequent. So having a plan and a kit available that suits you. If you're in a more urban area like the town, maybe it's 3 days it might be okay for you. But if you're a little further out of town, you might need up to 2 weeks with no power. So what have you got in place to help yourself before the municipality can come and try to help?
And one of the things, too, that we've talked about in the past is it should the power go out and you want to make some food, don't bring a barbecue inside, not even in a garage, because the risk of carbon monoxide is too great.
Please don't. Yeah, it carbon monoxide is a deadly killer. You can't smell it. Generators too close to a home, we've seen a lot of calls for that. Barbecues inside or using a stove to try to heat the place if it's gas fired. You got to really be careful with these things and know. Ideally, you have an alternate heat source. Obviously, that costs more money. So having a plan, we know. If we're going to be out of power for 3 or 4 days, we may have to do A, B, and C. Maybe we're going to have to rely on a neighbor. Maybe we're going to have to go somewhere else. But these are things you want to have planned ahead of time before you're stuck in the middle of it, where you don't have enough food, you don't have money to get anything or go anywhere.
And, for a lot of people, this sounds like a broken record. We talk about these types of things every year, but they have to be repeated because you get calls for these things every single year.
Yeah, I think part of it's complacency, right? It's human nature to get complacent, and we come on and talk about this stuff to try to remind people before it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, just before we let you go here, Trevor, it's a special month that has started off, the first of its kind ever. Firefighter Cancer Awareness Month is now underway. What can you tell us about this, sir?
Obviously, firefighting is a dangerous profession, and what they found is that cancer caused by being in smoke and hazardous environments is on the rise, and more firefighters are being diagnosed with cancer, and we're really trying to promote awareness to this and sort of change the way we approach the profession in general. So we've done a lot of different things, even in the 8 years I've been with the town, of changing, trying to be proactive in how we do things. It's everything about being much cleaner. You're going to go into the smoke, you're protected by the smoke, by your gear, but then you have to wash that gear after, because if not, you're just wearing it over and over again. So little things like that. We've really expanded our procedures and everything, and it's just a time to really reflect for the next month with new Bill C-224 to really help our staff members.
Yeah, and the risks are so many. Like we think, of course, fighting a fire, there's a risk in itself, obviously, but there's so many other things that are associated with that. Like a garage fire, there could be chemicals in there, there could be gasoline in there, there could be other things that are carcinogens and could lead to a cancer diagnosis for some, or much worse, obviously, but there's all these risks that perhaps lay people just don't really think about on an ongoing basis. And then when you have something like a rise in the number of firefighters being stricken with cancer, it certainly gives an organization such as yours pause to do exactly that, to help support those people, not only here, but across the country, because you are that brother and sisterhood.
Yeah, and the Fallen Firefighter Memorial last year, of all the names that were put on that memorial in 2023, 63% passed away due to cancer.
Wow.
So it's an alarming number, and it's something we're really trying to take head on.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking about it today. We will be talking about this month as well a little later on in the week. So once again, Trevor Chofee, any final words for our audience, sir?
No, I want tacos, but hopefully we just have the ingredients and we'll go with grilled cheese tonight.
There we go. Sounds good to me. Trevor Chofee, the chief of the Perth Fire Department, joining us today on In Focus. Always a pleasure. Thanks again, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. It's another edition of In Focus coming your way. Don't forget, you can catch our latest editions of In Focus at LanarkLeadsToday.ca. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at LanarkLeadsToday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.